This is Corinne LaRue of the Ag Information Network with California Ag Today. Welcome back and thanks for joining us again for our weekly FMC Friday report. This FMC Friday is brought to you by AltaCore Evo Insect Control, powered by Rynaxypyr Active. Don't let Lepidopteran pests go unpunished.
Joining us this week is Eric Kastner, FMC's Western U.S. Regional Technical Manager. Kastner is here to chat with us about the importance of staying on top of naval orangeworm eggs starting now throughout the season.
We know that we're going to have a problem with naval orangeworm. It is a year in and year out pest, and we know that we have to manage it. It's fairly steady year to year, and a lot of it goes farm to farm, you know, how they've managed in the off season, you know, after harvest last year to minimize the number of naval orangeworm that are overwintering and that will come out in that first generation. And so it's going to begin right now as some overwintering naval orangeworms start to hatch or the larvae are there and the nut that were left. And then we'll start to manage multiple generations that could be as many as four or five generations throughout the season.
For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network.